wherever you may be. Trust we can be a help to you, be an encouragement to you. It's a beautiful day out there that the Lord has made. I want to rejoice and be glad in it. I trust this afternoon that we can be an encouragement. We've come this way now for nearly a year. We've been coming here on Sunday evening, and the Lord has helped us. And I didn't come this way, never have had intent of coming this way to hurt anybody. I just want to preach the Word of God, because I'm going to stand in judgment one day after a while, and I'm going to give an account for how this I preach this Word of God. So we want to be a encouragement to you. Try to get, we, me and you both, know that we are in pitiful shape in this world today. I mean, spiritual-wise, the world has always been in bad shape ever since the beginning, but in the church realm, we are in pitiful shape, and I trust that maybe you'll pick up on a few things that's been said and help us to turn back to God. But I preached last Sunday on we need some troublemaking preachers. And I preached about, now I'm not talking about going from church to church causing trouble. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about men that have preached the Word of God. You'll find in this Bible, every time that men of God preach, they cause trouble. I mean, they even got their head cut off. Peter got crucified up down, upside down. Paul got beat. Paul got in jail. Paul got in bonds. Paul, I mean, you'll find where a man just got in trouble, caused trouble. Peter, Stevens, he got stoned. Amen. And people running gnashed upon their teeth on account of preaching the Word of God. So, I'll say today, in this generation we're in, if a man will truly back his ears, get full of the Holy Ghost and pray and seek the face of God, live holy before God, I'll say he will be talked about, he'll be persecuted, he'll be run down, he'll be done everything because of him. But I've got another thought on our mind today that I would like to preach on. I mean, it's going to be kind of maybe a silly title to you, but it's it got on my heart a few days ago, and I just want to preach on it. And I want to start out reading. I want to read in about three or four different places, and I'll just preach it as a read. Amen. But in Isaiah chapter 58, God talking to Isaiah here, when the children of Israel had got in bad shape, amen, that rejected God and lived unholy, and God, amen, here just told Isaiah, he said, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Now God's telling Isaiah here, you go down to my people, and you rear back and just preach. He didn't say entertain them. He didn't say take them on trip. He didn't say take them out camping. He didn't say take them out, amen, and play ball. He said, you go down amongst my people and you cry aloud. And don't you spare not, amen. Other words, when you see something, don't you cut it a bit short. You just preach. I like what one old preacher up in Kentucky said. And he said, if you don't want me to preach it, don't let me see it. And I've just about got in that shape myself. If you don't want me to preach it, don't let me see it. Amen. He said, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and shew my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. In other words, he's saying, Isaiah, you go down to my people, and when you get down there, you cry aloud. You lift up your voice, you put your finger on their sin and on their transgression, you show them where they are. Amen. You say, preacher, that's old Bible. Amen. This is not for us today, but let's go over over to the New Testament. That's, amen, in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, where God, Paul was talking to Timothy, and you'll find practically the same words. Amen. He said, I charge thee, therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick at the judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Now he give him a charge here, just like God give Isaiah. He said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, thank God, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. Now let's go to Isaiah chapter number 56. Thank God to get our text, what we want to preach on today. Amen. God, let me go back over to Philippians. Let me read it. There's some in Philippians I want to read. And chapter number 3, and I want to read a couple of verses here. And Paul was saying here, find me, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Now listen to what he said. He said, beware of dogs. Amen. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision, or Judaizers, or them that are trying to get them back on the law of circumcision. But I want you to notice, he said, beware of dogs. Amen. And I looked up as much as I could on the word dogs. Amen. And it means, amen, a term of reproach. Amen. You notice he called the Gentile woman. I called her a dog. Said it wasn't me. I'd have cast the children's dog to the bread to the dog. Amen. But in Isaiah 56, I listen to see what God said about the preachers of that day. And I want to preach on the thought, I'll shoot them dogs. Amen. Shoot them dogs. Amen. I'd bless your heart. Thank God, in the Bible, in Isaiah 56, it reads like this, and all ye beasts of the field come to devour, yet all ye beasts of the forest. Now God's a bringing a charge here against the men of God that he had sent out to preach to his people. And he said here, his watchmen are blind. Amen. They are all ignorant. They are dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Now, a couple of nights ago, out at home where I live at, my daughter and son-in-law and children, grandchildren, I live just about 200 yards across a little holler. Amen. And I done laid down and went to sleep, and I ain't got good hearing nohow. Amen. But sometime during the night, thank God, my son-in-law and grandson's dog, I got to howling outside the house, and woke him up. He walked outside, amen, and every dog in the community, amen, and there's several houses around there, and I reckon about every house has got 17 dogs, from the sound of it, but they was all a howling, and a carrying carrying on. And my grandson heard something down in the holler. And he thought it was a baby crying. He went in and woke up my daughter and got her to come out. Amen. And they thought it was a baby crying. Or they thought it was a grown woman down there hollering and squealing, screaming at the top of her voice. They woke up my son-in-law, and he come on the outside, and he said, "It ain't a thing in the world but a panther down there, amen, a screaming out." Well, here's the dog that I'm getting at. It had every dog in that community woke up and howling. And I thought about if I'd had a dog and it been laying on the porch, and I'd have walked out, and every other dog a howling, and a raising cane, and a warning about danger, and that dog would have been laying there asleep, I'd have went back in the house, I'd have got the gun, and I'd have shot of that dog. Amen. The Bible said here, amen, a dog that won't bark. Amen. I bless your heart. I wouldn't have a yard dog that would not bark. Amen. If something come up, thank God, and it would not bark, you know what I'd do? I'd blow that thing's brains out. I'd get shed of it. I wouldn't feed it for nothing. But God's Bible here is bringing an accusation against the watchman. He said his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. Amen. Not only was they blind, they couldn't see the danger of what God was fixing to do to Israel. But they was not only blind, but God said they was ignorant. Amen. I didn't say it. God said it. I say we're living in a day of a bunch of blind and ignorant of dogs. And God, that will not stand and bark and declare the judgment of a holy God coming on our nation today. Oh, my. Bless your heart. The Bible said in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23, he said, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." And you know what we've got? We've got a bunch of blind dogs. We've got a bunch of ignorant dogs that will not stand up and declare, "Thank God, if you're in your sin, you don't get born again, you don't get your nature changed, you don't get away from sin, amen, the wages of it is death." A bunch of blind dogs, a bunch of ignorant dogs that will not bark, they need to be carried out somewhere and shot. Boy, we got a bunch of jokers, amen, that'll get in the pulpit. Amen, we got a bunch of dogs that'll bark when there ain't nothing there. Amen. Amen. What are you getting at, preacher? Several years ago, I'm preaching on dumb dogs that won't bark. We've also got dogs that bark when there ain't nothing around. Probably 20 or 25 years ago, I had a little old Eskimo spit dog. Thank God, and that thing would bark all night. And you could walk outside and they wasn't nothing. Amen. You could holler at it and it just keep barking. You could stomp it and it just keep barking. But one night I got my belly full of that thing a barking when there wasn't nothing around. Just like a bunch of dog we got today. Amen. Telling jokes. Ain't God,
making tables, I'm doing everything in the world except preaching the word of God to our people today and warning about the judgment of God to come. And God, the wages still of sin is still dead. I got all that dog's barking that I wanted. I went out on the front porch and that thing had long hair. I reached and got it on the back of the neck and on the back of his heels. I took that thing's head. I used it for a battering ram against the post on that front porch. Amen. Throwed it out in the yard. You know what it done? It shut up its barking. Amen. And nothing. From then on it barked. I hit the wall and the dog had hush. Amen. We got a bunch of ignorant dogs today for making a lot of racket. But there ain't nothing out there. Amen. I'm warning you that the wages of sin is dead. I'm warning you that if you don't break from your sins, you don't get deliverance from your sins, or you don't get thank God in the ways of God, you know where you're going to wind up at? Are you going to wind up under the judgment hand of God? Are you going to wind up at the end of that broad road? Are you going to wind up in the pit? Amen, never to be delivered. I'm here to lift my voice. Shoot them dogs. Amen, that's blind. And that's ignorant. We've got a wild bull. A blind dog. Amen, a dog is creeping in. And eat us up. A sodomy has come in. And there ain't no dog. Amen, a barking. Again, the sin of sodomy anymore. Amen. I bless your heart. The same sex marriages. I mean, they're going crazy over it. But no dog. And a bark. And warn the people about the impending judgment of God against this mess. You say, preacher, God's love. Yes, he is, but love won't save you. Well, mine, I don't get mad at that. Amen, love won't save you. God bless your heart. If it would, what's a rich man doing in hell? God loves him just as much as he did Lazarus. The problem is, God said, amen, faith toward the Lord Jesus, repentance toward God, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith and repentance is what saves a man. Amen, it ain't the love of God. It's God's love manifested, but it ain't the love. You're going to have to get yourself in a way. We need some dogs that'll open their eyes. Some dogs that ain't ignorant. We need some dogs, amen, that'll bark again in the day we're in. Them that don't bark ought to be cut out and shot and given to the buzzards. Amen. I know I'm making myself popular. I know that just as well as a grown person. Ain't God, but the Bible said, but their watchmen are blind. They are ignorant. They are dumb dogs that cannot bark. Amen. Cannot bark. Sleeping. Lying down. Loving to slumber. We've got so many today. I just got a little book toting it around. Hey man, when they go anywhere to preach, they want to pull it out and walk around, try to get another revival. I try to get another meeting. Hey man, they won't bark. They'll just scratch the each and ear. I'm trying to get another appointment. Hey man, but I've said it before. And I can prove it to you. Amen. I've got more appointments. How the way I preach. I've got more appointments than every one of us preachers. I hear this radio could fulfill. If I just had my health, how to get to them all the way from Texas. Amen. Into Ohio. Thank God they're everywhere. I'm phoning me all time. I one phoned me yesterday and warned me to come preach for him. Amen. Knowing how I preach. Amen. I tell you what. When I see some danger, I'm going to open my mouth. I'm going to bark. I'm going to howl. Just like them dogs done the other night with that panther. Amen. But the Bible said they love to sleep. We got so many of them today where they've got them a parsonage. Amen. And I'm not against that. Don't you go off and say I am. But if you ain't very careful when the church gets you a parsonage, amen, they pay all your bills. Amen, get you a good car to drive. Amen, and they tell you not to preach too hard. You know what you'll do? You'll compromise. You'll get to where you won't bark. Amen. You'll get to where you'll be a dumb dog left to sleep. You'll go blind and you can't see how the sin that's going on. You hear the news this week. I right down here in Gadsden, Alabama. Where that man, where he had molested at a church, had molested several little girls, from 5 to 10 year old. Amen. And while they was trying him, you heard where they got that woman. Amen. That was a lesbian. Amen. Having affairs. With other girls in the church. Out of the same church. I don't know nothing about the church. Thank God I'll not pass judgment. But I will say, we need some dogs. Amen. That ain't blind. And can see things are going on. See things. And open their mouth. And bark. And proclaim the judgment of a holy God again. Amen. Here the preacher last night was a week ago. I'm talking about an older couple in his church. Was there when he started, just the young preacher. He started the church. If I'm getting things right, if I ain't, he can correct me. Amen. But there was an older couple there. And the man got down to where he was bedfast and wasn't able to take care of himself. Amen. So they got one of these home nurses, health home, whatever you call them. I'd have come in and see after him. And I reckon she must have went off to town and left that man there with that old man. Amen. And when they come to find out, that home health care nurse molested that old man. Amen. I'd bless your heart. We're living in a generation today where men's heart is set on evil. Continually. Amen. We need some dogs. Have a bark. Have them that'll stand up and preach heaven sweet. And everybody going. You need to shoot that dog. Heaven sweet. But only the redeemed are going there. Amen. God bless your heart. I wish I had about an hour to go now. Amen. The Bible said his watchmen are blind. They are ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Because if they bark, somebody will put them on the road. Amen. I bless your heart. If I tell you what, Amen. If they don't want the truth, hey God, and you're walking in the will of God of preaching it, and you get run off. You know what God said to do? He said, when you get to the door, I just turn around and shake the dust of your feet off as a testimony against them. Amen. God didn't say compromise. God didn't say go to sleep. God didn't say go blind. God didn't say get dumb where you couldn't bark. But God's looking for some men, amen, that'll stand and bark in our day. Amen. This homosexuality crowd is eating us up. Amen. And you know, you can turn your radio on. What little preaching you do get on it, you don't hear nobody hit it. Amen. I bless your heart. We need some old men of God to go back like they used to do and still do in some places. I meet down here in Center, Alabama at the courthouse some Saturday morning. Amen. And get on the steps of the courthouse and just preach the Word of God. Amen. You said, preacher, they'll put you in jail. I ain't got much. Most time they somewhere around 100 people in the jailhouse. Ain't God blessed to roll off years ago. He got put in jail. And I seen a picture of it. Him standing behind the bars with a Bible in his hand. Preaching to the preachers. Prisoners. You know what we need today? We need some old men of God. Amen. That'll still bark. That'll still cry out. I'll still lift their voice against the sin of our day. You know, that's the only thing in this Bible that I find at God's again is sin. Everything else I find, He's buried. But God bless your heart, God hates sin. I just say, preacher, you talking about this sodomy stuff. Amen. It ain't too awful bad. You go back and reread it. Genesis 18 and 19. And see what God thought about it. The Bible said that God rained fire and brimstone. The Bible said that God, amen, destroyed that crowd. Amen. I got news for you. It's a coming again. These people think they're getting by with it. Amen. One of these days they're going to wake up under the judgment hand of God. And God is going to rain fire and brimstone again. And God's going to destroy this wicked nation. So while I got to change, I'm going to bark. There is a remedy. It's the Lord of Jesus Christ. If you'll get to Him, I'll get born again. He'll change your nature. Amen. I'm glad it ain't all judgment. Amen. I'm glad there's a remedy for it. Somebody said the Bible said the gospel is good news. It is good news. But before you can news is good to you, you've got to hear some bad news. Hey man, you go down to the hospital and you've got cancer. A doctor say you've got cancer. Ain't nothing we can do about it. Boy, that's bad news. But if a church will get back where it ought to be and call for the elders of the church, I'll let them come and anoint them and pray for them and God heal them. A doctor come around and say, well, we can't find a sign of cancer. You know what that is? That's good news. Amen. Back under 1975, I got the bad news. I was doomed for hell. But bless your heart, they said repent. I repented and thank God the good news come in my heart. Hallelujah. The Lord had cleansed me. Had made me whole. Hallelujah. Let me lead the rest of this if I can. The Bible said, yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. Now you notice what's holding people back from preaching. Amen. They're greedy dogs. They can never have enough. The filthy lucre is a holding our preachers back today. Amen. Amen. They are greedy dogs. We can never have enough. They are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they. I will fetch wine and we will fill our sails. I will strong drink and tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundantly. In other words, go to church this Sunday and preach everybody happy and said just live up next Sunday and come back and it'll be better. I'll tell you what's going to make it better is to get born again. Amen. Crucify the old man and let God fill you with the Holy Ghost and walk with Him. Well, I see our times are coming gone. We'll turn it back to Brother John.